This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-City's number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show during this time before Christmas.
It's festive. We're festive.
A little busy out there.
It is a little busy out there. Did you have some traffic issues there with all the holiday shopping? Oh, okay.
Construction going on.
Yeah. Tis the season.
That's always the season.
It's always the season around here.
I wouldn't want to be out there on days like
No, that. It'd be most unpleasant. There's a reason we have jobs where we're inside. There is.
Well, it's glad to have you along with us. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter on today's Doug and Daddy Show. Plenty to talk about on the program today, including officially Bo Pelini and Barney Cotton having new jobs, John Garrison having a new job, will Scott Frost have a new job. A lot going out there in the coaching ranks today. Kearney High has a new head volleyball coach today, so a lot of coaching things to talk about.
There is. I even communicated briefly with the new volleyball coach at Kearney High. Wish you the best of luck. Emma is going to be a little ball girl. She's going to get a lot of help. Bubba and Emma are going to help her out. No, it's a neat deal for them. It's kind of fun.
Going to continue to talk in code, or are you going to tell the people?
Well, okay, sure. It's Jessica Day, which I'm sure folks listening to this show know Damon very well. Jessica Day's new volleyball coach at Kearney High. Had done a lot of coaching over the last few years, actually, even though she wasn't working with the Kearney High program. She'd been kind of doing a lot of club stuff and individual teaching and things like that. Worked with Katie Higgins, among others, who end up getting a scholarship to Notre Dame. You know, so she knows her stuff. She's going to be a good volleyball coach, and it'll be neat to see, you know.
What's her husband do?
He's baseball coach somewhere. Oh, okay. Yeah, you sometimes see him.
Congratulations, Jessica Day. She was an All-American at College of St. Mary in Omaha, so she comes from her playing days there. Then she was there for a year, helped them coach and go to the Final Four. She was a grad assistant here at UNK, high school coach at Millard South. So, and then, as you said,
she kind of met somebody when she was graduate assistant coach at UNK. She kind of met people.
Stalker.
He was. She wasn't.
Also coming up on the show today, Kevin Lofton, UNK co-ed men's basketball coach. They're on the road getting ready for games tomorrow at Lindenwood and then at Lincoln University. And hopefully a couple of games. If there's going to be road games the Lopers can go get, this is going to be a couple of them. Lindenwood's 4-6, 0-2 in the conference. Lincoln is 4-7, 1-1 in the conference. Both of the women's teams are off to 0-2 start. So hopefully the Lopers can go have a good weekend. Hastings St. Cecilia coach Kevin Kevin Asher is going to join us today right before the bottom of the hour. And then Joe Scalzo from The Vindicator in Ohio, Youngstown, will be joining us at the second half of the program to talk about Bo Pelini taking over the job of the Penguins.
The Penguins, which I love that mascot, by the way. I think it's a pretty cool mascot. It's the Penguins. Rather unique with that. And Pelini's going home. And you can never underestimate the value of that. And so I think that's pretty cool for him. And from what I understand, he sought out Youngstown State, not the other way around.
Yeah. The whole thing's weird to me.
Well, yeah.
It's a little weird to me. And they've talked about it a little bit nationally about you would – kind of like I said yesterday when we were talking to Sean Callahan, I thought maybe there would be some better options out there, but maybe this is just it. Maybe this is going to be it for him. I find that hard to believe that it's going to be it.
Well, define better, though. Define better.
Division one NFL.
Well, right. But to the Pelini family, and remember, this is a family decision. It's not just Bo Pelini and his career necessarily. For his family, his son's going to graduate from the same high school he did. He's going to be surrounded by family. He's going to be a head coach. For them, for the interim, this might be a pretty good fit for them in the short term. If he gets a gold watch from Youngstown State, I would be very surprised about that.
I think his boy would have rather stayed at Pius.
Well, yeah.
I mean, he has no connections to Youngstown anymore.
No, well, his son does. His son does. And yes, his son would have. They would have rather stayed at Nebraska. No question about that. Well, that option has been taken away. It is a little weird that the last two coaches at Nebraska that got fired went to to coach programs in Ohio, and it ain't Ohio State. You know, I mean, it's the second, third, maybe even the fourth best. Toledo might even be a better program than Youngstown State. So they're not the top-notch programs. No, they're not. But for the Pelini family, this might be a pretty darn good fit. It really might be. I'm happy for him. I think it's a nice fit.
888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Glad to have you along with us on today's Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter, if you'd like to join us. Of course, you can always fire off to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. The Twitter address, at ESPN1460, 1550, at ESPN1460, 1550. And you can also, of course, give us a call to the Kearney Chicken Coop fan line, 888-455-3776, 888-455-3776. Also, some reports out there that Colorado State would be interested in Scott Frost. I ask you again, Randy, especially the way it went with their last coach who then ends up at Florida.
Yeah.
I think Colorado State might, and again, I'm only going to go might because he was there 3 years, and so that transition could have been to previous coaching. I mean, they had a great year this year. Is Colorado State where you want to go if you're Scott Frost?
It's a pretty good first job. It is the odds of him land, if he's not going to land in Nebraska, okay, if he's not going to land in Nebraska, he's not going to be in the top five power conferences. Colorado State has from time to time, Sonny Lubick, you know, the coach that's now the coach at Florida, they've had a series of coaches that have been seen as pretty darn successful. There's enough tools there that Colorado State can build your resume and be a great jumping off point for that next job. And you got to remember how young Scott Frost really is. And that would be a great first job. If he gets offered, I would think he would jump at it.
Well, we go to Vindy.com, The Vindicator, with the press conference going on this morning already for Coach Bo Pelini, telling reporters that it's good to be back here in town for me, myself, my family. He says his goal is to make this the best football program in the country. When the job was open, Youngstown was very appealing to me, so I reached out and wanted to know was there interest on their end and told reporters that this job was not, quote, a stepping stone. If I was looking to move, I would have taken one of other opportunities. I didn't come here to pick up my kids and move after a year or two.
But he could if he wanted to. I mean, I think his son is his oldest, and he's a junior in high school right now because he's the same age. My son played against his son in baseball. And so in a few years, it might be time to do something else. But, you know, it may not be what he's going to do. But, I would be surprised if 10 years from now he's still the head coach at Youngstown.
Pelini acknowledged his reputation precedes him, according to the article. Discussing his coaching style, he said, quote, sometimes you put your arm around them, sometimes you put your foot up their butt.
Doesn't that sound like him? And you know what? That's going to play just fine in Youngstown. It is. It's going to play just fine in Youngstown because, again, you take a look at the last coach they had, Tressel, not the last coach they had, but the last successful coach they had that won national titles, Tressel was exactly the same way, you know, and he was part of the decision. He was the guy that decided to hire him. So I think it's a good fit.
All right. There you go. It's official.
It is official.
We get to hear words from Bo again.
and maybe that will save the Foppolini Twitter account. Maybe.
Well, he's already out there.
Yeah. He hasn't retired just yet anyway, but he's not probably that guy from Omaha that's living in Chicago that actually is Foppolini. I don't know if he's going to be following Youngstown State football enough to really, and I won't get the jokes if he is. You know what I mean? You know, watching the.
There's already him in the sweater with a penguin.
Yeah. They adjusted that already. And you know what? I got a dollar that says that there's a question about Foppolini on there. And you know, maybe I shouldn't have done that publicly. Maybe that was a bad idea. I don't know. Maybe last time I did that, it didn't work out.
Yeah, I'm not saying anything.
I know, but I got the look though. I got the look.
Good to know you got a dollar.
I do.
Good to know you got a dollar. Hey, folks, escape ordinary this holiday season and join us at Cunningham's Journal for great food and good fun in downtown Kearney. Don't miss their Thursday night comedy nights up in the loft. There are two shows every Thursday night. Doors open at 6 and 10 with two nationally known touring comics. I will throw this out. I talk a lot about businesses on the show. I haven't had an opportunity to go to comic night yet because we've had games Thursday night. That's right. Just not my chance. So first chance I get, I'm going to go check this out. But I've heard nothing but really cool reviews and friends and fans having fun. At Cunningham. So it's continuing to grow. The crowds are continuing to grow. Check out Comedy Night in the Loft. Two shows. Have a little dinner there at 6 o'clock and have whatever you want at 10 o'clock.
And that's something a little bit different. I mean, again, that's a unique opportunity. People say, you know, there isn't anything to do in Central Nebraska. Hey, folks, this is it. I mean, that's big city stuff right there. That's a lot of fun.
This week, you can join us for headliner Nathan Timmel touring with Mitch Banks along with great live entertainment every weekend. Of course, they got house band, a little music on Wednesday nights. What's today?
Today is Wednesday, there all day. All
and,
day.
Of course, the Cunningham's gift card is a great stocking stuffer or graduation gift. Oh, my goodness. That's Friday, isn't it?
Yeah.
Purchase a $50 gift card, and Cunningham's will give you an additional $10 gift card to keep for yourself or do whatever you want.
You give it to somebody they don't like near as much as the guy that you're giving the $50 gift card to. Yeah, just saying. I mean, you know.
It was a smaller stocking.
There's a rating system there. You're getting the 50, you're getting the 10.
Plus, enjoy all of the great bowl games and enjoy great food anytime you want with entertainment. And don't forget Thursday night, comedy night in the Loft, 6 and 10 o'clock this week. Headliner Nathan Timmel and Mitch Banks. It is Cunningham's Journal in downtown Kearney. We'll take a break. Be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. Super Shine Auto Care. We clean the out of your car. It's our 30th anniversary. We've brought back our unlimited wash. For $19.95 a month, you can keep your car super clean with our soft cloth auto wash. We hand scrub the bugs and hand dry your vehicle for that finished touch. Not only that, but you can use our vacuums for free when you wash your vehicle. Also try our auto detailing and Mobile One Lube Express. Look for us online at supershineautocare.com.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
As skies remain cloudy through the day today, temperatures will top off at about 29 for a high, as winds will stay to the east-southeast at about 5 to 15. Tonight we'll see some flurries and snow showers developing with a low near 20. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now it's 21.
Throw it away, forget yesterday.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. A week away from Christmas Eve.
Ho, ho, ho. I had my first eggnog the other day. I couldn't find the regular eggnog. I had to get the low-fat eggnog, diet eggnog. Talk about two words that don't belong together. Well, it's actually three words. I understand that. But talk about some words that don't go together. Diet eggnog.
Well, I've already made a mistake here because you'll tell now, just right there, clearing the throat, that you can't. There's certain things you're not supposed to eat, drink before you go on the air.
Oh, yeah.
It affects the way you talk. I mean, the way we do ball games. You're sitting there. You shouldn't drink soda because, you know, and you shouldn't eat chocolate and other things. Well, it's the holidays, and there was a holiday plate of candy and cookies out there. So during the break, I had one.
Yeah, the caramel popcorn.
Just chocolate chip.
Oh, yeah.
Wonder. No, chocolate chip.
Oh, there's cookies.
Yeah, well, I'm sure by the time I've said this now, there'll be nothing left there after the break.
Well, there is not. Oh, I see the stampede already.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, it's time for our Loper Link, brought to you by Charter West National Bank of Kearney. You have the reasons they have the loan. See Russ Smith today at Charter West National Bank. The UNK men's basketball team, along with the women, on the road, finishing up the pre-holiday basketball at Lindenwood tomorrow night, at Lincoln on Saturday. That's Lincoln University. And we are pleased to be joined, Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter, by the co-ed men's basketball coach at UNK, Kevin Lofton. Kevin, how are the accommodations today?
Well, it's a nice charter bus on the way to Kansas City. Past Kansas City, first stop, second stop, St. Louis.
Oh man, seriously, how do these road trips compare to the RMAC?
Honestly, there's not a lot of difference. I mean, you're still logging your hours on the bus, and you know it's just a part of it, and you just gotta make the best of it. The kids are playing Murder Mafia, they call it. Don't ask me how or what it is. I just hear it in the back, and you just find ways to keep yourself busy.
Does that keep them like aggressive and attacking? You know, they're in attack mode after playing Murder Mafia.
Hey, honestly, I just heard of the thing last week. We were on the way to South Dakota. Literally, they played it for every second we were on the bus up and back, and they're already at it again. So it must be fun.
It works.
They really do a good job. Yeah, they really do a good job at it. I mean, it's kind of entertaining to listen to at times, but they asked me to play it, but there's no way I'm going near that.
Coach, I think fans every once in a while are interested when you are on the road like this. You can over-scout sometimes. You can over-analyze. What do you like to do when you're on the road, when you're on a long road trip where you can probably do a little game planning, but you can't take all that time to game plan?
Believe it or not, anyone that knows me, I sleep from the second we get on the bus to the second we get off. I really do. I'm not playing with you. Honestly, you guys called at 11, and I was sleeping when you called. So you guys are lucky to get me on the phone. I'm not a good sleeper during the season. I tend to be up all hours of the night scouting and stuff then when I'm at home. So when I get on the bus, for some reason, I just kind of fall asleep, and that's the way it works.
That's why the phone comes with that vibrate, and then it's, so if it rattles enough, it'll wake you up. That's good.
It was in my jacket.
Well, Kev, let's talk a little basketball here because I don't want to keep you up for a half an hour so you can't go back to sleep. So you guys are playing some decent basketball. You're scoring some points, which I know is exciting for the fans. You're sitting at 6-2 on the season. You picked up wins over the weekend, South Dakota Mines and Hastings, kind of a free throw shooting contest there. Overall, 8 games, where you started, where you're at, just where you guys think you are at heading into these final 2 games for Christmas.
We really like our team. I think that, you know, we said that at the beginning, and we said it all last year. At one point, we were 5-10, saying we really like our team. And I know people thought we were a little crazy, but we came on at the end. These guys are a great group to be around. Our top 8 consists of 4 freshmen, and junior and a senior, and a sophomore, and they're playing really good basketball. They're competitive. They compete. They share the ball. It's fun to watch. I think our best game to date by far has been our Missouri Southern game at our place. I think those but the people that came out and got a chance to watch it, you know, we shot the ball extremely well. We defended extremely well, and we looked really good. And, you know, since then we've kind of taken a little bit of a step back in some areas, you know, not shooting it quite as well, a few more turnovers than we'd like, but we're still playing good basketball, and we hope that we can continue.
You guys have been a lot of fun to watch in terms of the offense and scoring some points. The two losses you've had, you lost a shootout, and in both of those games, and looking at the stats, both Bellevue and Colorado Mines shot the ball very, very well. Was that just a hot night of shooting for them, or were you guys kind of upset with the quality of shots that you gave up defensively?
Probably a little of both. I mean, well, looking at the honesty, I think if you look at the Colorado School of Mines game, I mean, they are a really skilled basketball team, mm-hmm. and they just shot the ball extremely well. I think we gave up a little bit more penetration than we would like, and that kind of keyed some of the open looks that they had. I think in both losses, those are the two things that disappointed the most on the defensive side. But, you know, sometimes you just run into a team that you got to give up something to take away something. And with Mines, We knew that they could shoot the ball well. We tried to. The thing that hurt us the most in that is the guys that we knew could really shoot it, and we didn't want to leave them. Those guys were able to get looks, I think, in both contests, and that's kind of what broke our back.
Talking with the head basketball coach at UNK, and that is Kevin Lofton. Coach, every time it's Ethan Brozek and Connor Baronic, and then you have this great freshman class that everybody has been very impressed about. So the balance of Brozek and Baronic carrying the load while you bring the rest of these guys along is what in your eyes?
I'm sorry, go ahead, repeat that. You were breaking up just a little bit.
Sorry, Coach. I was saying, obviously, we see that Brozek and Baronic are having great starts to the season, and the majority of the offense is coming there. You've got a lot of great freshmen, so where's the balance? You like to see Brozek and Baronic do what they're doing, but it's hard to rely on them for 45, 55 points every night.
Basically, if you look at the offense, we run a three out two in high-low motion. So we're going to keep going to them. I think, you know, where we bog down at sometimes is, you know, if they're doing a great job, I think at Bellevue they did a really good job of taking them away from us, and we did not shoot it as well. I think I don't know what our three-point percentage field goal was that night. I know it wasn't the greatest. We would like, you know, ultimately, we like to be in transition as much as possible. If you look at the games that we've won and played really well in, we've got stops and we've gotten out and ran. And that's when we're at our best. When we're in the half-court set, we have to go through them. And that's just the way it is. So hopefully we're able to continue to establish them on the inside. When we do that, we're pretty good. And then we play off them when they kick it out or when the defense collapses too much or zones us or whatnot. Then that's when our guards have a chance to really make their imprint on the game.
Coach, you kind of led me where I wanted to go in terms of talking about you guys' transition game. I've been really impressed the three or four times I've seen you play at home, how well your team shares the ball and how well they run the floor. What percentage of your points are you hoping can get that you guys will score in transition versus the half-court set and maybe inbounds plays?
Honestly, we try to get a third of our offense in transition. I mean, if you look at the way our team has said, and I know a lot of times the challenge for us year in and year out is when we recruit, we try to get guys that can score the ball. I mean, first thing that Coach and I sit down and talk about after recruiting trip is, okay, what does the shot look like and how many points he's averaging? I know both you guys, when you played, were tremendous scorers. I don't know what kind of defenders you were, but most of the time, you know, our biggest challenge is when you get a lot of scorers together, you got to get them to buy into the defensive end, because if you can get stops, you can run. And this group looks really good when we get the stops and we get out and we run. I think that's what we did extremely well against Missouri Southern, is we got stops early, we got out and ran, and our kids really shot it, and heck, we were up 38 with five to go. So when we put the two together, defense and then transition, that's really hard to stop.
Last minute here with Kevin Lofton, co-ed men's basketball coach at UNK. Coach, you had a couple of battles, and were really two totally different teams when you faced Lindenwood last year. One was before Christmas break, and we know how things changed after Christmas break. Then you saw them in the postseason tournament. And then a Lincoln University team that has given you problems, although you beat them last year. What's your scouting report for the weekend?
The biggest thing with Lindenwood, I mean, that's the first one, and that's the most important one, and that is they have some really nice size. Size in the inside, they really like to go through their bigs there. And then on the outside, they're big. Their three-man goes 6'5", you know, 200-plus. So, you know, they are well-coached. They're going to spread the floor. They want to go inside out, and that's what we're going to have to work on is making everything they get inside the paint extremely hard for them, and then hopefully we can get the stops and get out and run. From an offensive perspective, both nights we're going to try to go inside out and establish Connor and Ethan and hope they can attack the paint. And if, you know, if the opponent really does a good job of taking away the paint, then that's when the guards have to come up and make open shots.
Well, Kevin, we'll let you get back. It's probably lunchtime, and then you can get back to napping and be fully rested for tomorrow's game, all right?
I appreciate it. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, Coach. Kevin Lofton, part of the UNK men's basketball coaching staff, co-head coach. Again, the men and women playing this weekend, Thursday night, Saturday afternoon, St. Charles and Jefferson City, Missouri.
They are fun to watch. They really are. They pass the ball very well. They like to run the floor. They're in transition. They play solid defense. The program's heading in the right direction. They were better last year, even when they were 5-10, than they were the year before in terms of talent. This year, they got a lot of athleticism out there. They get after it, and they run the floor. They're fun to watch on offense.
The men beating South Dakota Mines 78-63 and Hastings 94-86, where there were 50 free throws taken by the Lopers. I didn't want to get into that because what are you going to say? And then UNK women finish on a 9-0 run to beat South Dakota Mines 46-45. Everybody else is off until a winter break. UNK wrestling dominated the York Open, won 5 weight classes, had 8 other top 3 finishes. Track and field team won 15 events and had 7 national efforts at its own holiday invitational on a Saturday. And Dylan Schrote broke his own school record in the heptathlon. He was the MIAA Field Athlete of the Week. Cole Manhart, Pete Trausch being recognized in the postseason for a variety of honors, including the Don Hanson Football Gazette as part of the All-Region team. Daniel DeShazer was the Conference Wrestler of the Week last week, and that is your Loper link for today. Call Russ Smith at Charterwest National Bank of Kearney, offering all types of loans from FHA, VA, RD, and conventional home loans, and for seniors, the reverse mortgage loans. You have the reasons. They have the loans at Charterwest National Bank. We're going to keep it right here and transition into high school hoops so that we can get him in between classes and lunch duty and all of that. Kevin Asher's Hastings St. Cecilia Bluehawks are off to a 5-0 start and beat St. Paul last night. And Coach, I heard your comments on our sports yesterday, how you emphasized to the kids that St. Paul was a better basketball team, and they must have listened because they really took it to them.
They did. That's one thing I was emphasizing with the kids, that I saw them against Wood River and Donovan in the previous couple weeks. And, you know, they just didn't play as well last night. But against Wood River, they should have won the game. They were up 5 with 1:50 to go and just kind of squandered that lead. But St. Paul's got a decent basketball team. It was just a deal where our kids were mentally ready going on the road on a Tuesday night. I didn't know how we were going to, you know, respond to that. But it was a very good basketball game for our team.
Kevin, Randy Bushcutter here. Good to see you. How you
hey,
doing?
Randy. Hey. Good. How are you?
Good. Hey, you started the season against Columbus SCOTUS. Obviously, they had to be prepared for that game. Holy cow. So you guys win by 12 against SCOTUS. That had to be, I don't want to say an eye-opener for you guys, but that's a great way to start the season.
Well, SCOTUS had our number, you know, the last few years, and we've struggled to play well there. Going into this season, we knew with SCOTUS' finish last year, I think they ended up third in the state tournament with a lot of four returning starters, that they were going to be a team that was going to be highly ranked and be probably there in the late part of this season too. And I guess it really goes down to your kids preparing for the highest level of competition throughout the off season, and we've got a group right now that are basketball kids. I mean, they really buy into everything you're doing, and you know, we try not to overemphasize the summer too much. We let kids try to do what they do, but we had 8 kids playing on, you know, select teams. We have kids that knock the gym doors down. And when you get that kind of a group together that will put in the extra, you know, you probably got a good chance of having a good start. And we did. We went into SCOTUS. We didn't have, you know, any of the starry look in our eyes that we've had in the past. We were confident. And all the way through, I thought we played a great basketball game, leading by 18 at one point in the third quarter. And SCOTUS, like a good team does, made a run. And to show our character of our kids, we responded to that run when it got down to 5 to 7 points somewhere in there and hit free throws down the stretch on the road. So I knew we were, you know, going to have a pretty decent basketball team once we responded to that run.
Well, duh, summer's for baseball, Kevin.
You're exactly right. And if kids don't start realizing that, you know, baseball is going to die in this state. But, yeah, you're right. Baseball is supposed to be played. There's a little time to go to the gym every day. That's all I tell them.
Kevin Asher, head basketball coach at Hastings St. Cecilia, squeezing us into his day here, off to a 5-0 start. And as much as people like to see you guys score and in transition, your defense is clamped down. You got a little bit of height out there. Is it straight full court trapping that is holding these guys down, or what else are you doing defensively?
Well, defensively, right now we're playing mostly half court man to man, just pressure all over, trying to contest everything. Our kids buy into that. We're not a very good pressing team. I wish we had a couple of the pieces that are missing right now. They're sitting on the bench besides me, one with the bad sprain of the ankle. Dayton Seeley's been out for our last three games, and Alex Tino, our point guard, is out until sometime early January with a broken leg. But, you know, those are the two guys we're going to turn loose in the full court once we get them healthy, and we'll extend it even a little bit more. But, you know, that defense is not about style points, and this group knew that early on we may struggle a little offensively, so let's get after it athletically. From the half-court standpoint, try to make everything miserable and contest every pass and shot. And fortunately, our kids are buying in. That's the biggest thing we've got, is we've got a group of kids that have been students of the game on the defensive side. I mean, when we pass out the scouting report, they are very, very attentive to all the details that we put into it. And they just go out and do their job, and most of that's just hard work, guts, and playing for each other.
With Alex out, what kind of adjustments does that kind of force you make? Because obviously you got to rotate somebody into the point guard position, and it might be somebody that normally was a shooting guard. How are you kind of handling that, and how does that affect your overall team IQ out there when you kind of lose your field general like that?
Well, we didn't know how that was going to, you know, pan out, because Alex would have started at the point, but we've got a great group of guys that all handle the ball, whether it's our five-man Zach Kitten getting a rebound and taking three dribbles and kicking it ahead, or whether it's, you know, shifting, say, Seth Kierkegaard or Brooks to the point, with Seeley being out too. So he's our next backup point guard. So it's really been Brooks handling the point with Seth Kierkegaard on the off guard right now. But we're getting some quality minutes, and it gave us a chance to see, okay, where are our sophomores and freshmen at this point? And being able to play. And right now, last night we played 10 kids pretty rotationally in that game. And it allowed us to bring, you know, a couple freshmen off the bench, a sophomore, you know, alleviate some of that. And they really handle the ball well. They're not big scoring threats at this point in their career, but I think, you know, they do a great job of playing great defense and don't turn the ball over. And that's all you can ask of a young kid.
Kevin Asher with us for just another couple of moments here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Undefeated St. Cecilia boys will play at Sutton on Friday night. That has developed into one heck of a rivalry. And then it's the Aurora Holiday Tournament. Coach, talk about Sutton and what you'll see in the Holiday Tournament.
Well, Sutton's a real big task for us going over there. They know definitely how to play the game. They're kind of off to maybe a little bit of a slow start for them and their standards, but I noticed they beat Lincoln Christian Saturday night at home without Noah Johnson being there due to his football obligations. And, you know, they're physical from their weight room standpoint. They mentally can beat you with running their pattern offense and trying to keep the game down into the lower 30s or high 40s. So we'll have to be prepared. I mean, they're a good basketball team. I honestly put them at the beginning of the year to have them in their district final against Aquinas. So they're going to have a lot of wins. They're a well-coached team, and they're very disciplined, about as disciplined a team as we're going to see throughout the season. So that's going to be a tough challenge for us. And then our holiday tournament, we draw Class B Aurora, which, you know, they go 6'8", 6'5", and then they've got three really nice guards. So we're going to have to be ready for that with no practice, no preparation. You could come off that moratorium, anything can happen. And then the other side of the brackets, Beatrice and Norfolk Catholic. So it's just a great holiday tournament to get your kids focused and ready and back into that second part of your season. So the season goes fast. It's a fifth of a way over already. And, you know, we're glad we're at 5-0, but we've got a lot of work to do starting tonight for Sutton.
Are you worried about maybe getting off to that bad start because after the Christmas break, after that 5-day moratorium, because, you know, Aurora, they're especially at home, going to be pretty solid. And whoever you play on the other side of the bracket, there's a little bit of basketball history there between Norfolk Catholic and Beatrice. Are you concerned a little bit about that?
You're always concerned, Randy. I'm concerned if we're 28-0 and playing late in the season. But no, definitely with the Christmas break, you just, you'd have no idea. You know your kids are going to go somewhere and play some basketball over some couple of those days, but everybody's in the same boat. They're going to have the same challenges we are trying to get their legs back under them quickly. But the one thing about it is, you know, we could be 5-3, 6-2, 7-1 at the end of Christmas. And we've played some quality basketball teams at this point in the season to get us ready for that stretch run before the conference tournament in the month of January. But you know, that concern always comes from, okay, you know, how much turkey did your kids eat, and what'd they do over those 5 days off? And these kids are basketball IQ is really high, so that's not going to be the problem. It's just going to be a matter of, okay, how much do those 5 days affect you physically a little bit?
Kevin, I appreciate you giving us some time. I know this holiday tournament is going to be important because you look at, even though it's early, no 5-0, 4-0, 3-1 teams outside of that holiday tournament between now and the time they face Aquinas. And they don't play at home again until the 13th against Northwest, one full month without home games. So hopefully the team can keep rolling along. And, Kev, we appreciate the time. Happy holidays and best of luck.
Well, happy holidays to you guys, and thanks for all your coverage. You do a great job.
Hey, thanks, Kevin.
Thanks, Kevin. See you.
Kevin Asher, head boys basketball coach, Hastings St. Cecilia, getting back off the class. Sometimes that holiday tournament is what it is. Mm-hmm. You're going in, you're expecting to win. Sometimes there's mismatches in there. Sometimes it's not your season. You're going to go play, and it's going to be some good practices. I think that this holiday tournament is going to be more important for Hastings St. Cecilia than many others because – of the competition that they have played. Now, they beat SCOTUS, and that's their only loss of the year. And Sutton, as he said, will be solid. But Sandy Creek, 2-4. Lincoln Christian, 2-3. Grand Island Northwest will be tough because they're Class B. Minden, Kearney Catholic have started off a little rocky, even though a nice win last night in another entertaining game. But the 23rd is when they go to Aquinas. That's the next team on their record, on their schedule with a winning record. And that's a little unique this early in the season.
One thing that does help them out, though, I mean, they'll play Adams Central right now, 5-0, and Class B. That's another thing that's kind of helped them out a little bit in terms of wild card points and seeding down the road, is that they will play a fair number of schools that are C1 and just a little spice of B in there as well. That'll help them out. But you're right, the teams they played up to this point, with the exception, obviously, of SCOTUS, and you got a stretch in there where you're not playing those top-notch teams until they take on at Aquinas. Coming out of there is going to be kind of a tough win. So there's wild card points to be had, but boy, if they can go 2-0 in that tournament in Aurora, that would be a huge boost for them in terms of wild card points.
And it's interesting that the season begins for them with Aquinas, because then the next week it's the conference tournament. Then they're going to go down for the Lincoln doubleheader. They're going to play Parkview Christian. Garth Glissman really has picked up some tough competition for his D2 team. Mm-hmm. That's only 2-3, but they're playing state-rated teams up two, three classes.
They're very athletic.
And then you got Lincoln Lutheran, and then Adams Central, Grand Island Central Catholic, and BDS, who's undefeated and a top-rated team in D1, that will all be there back-to-back-to-back as they head into February. So we'll see how it all plays along. Coming up, comments. The press conference this morning in Youngstown at Youngstown State. Joe Scalzo will join us from the Vindicator. He was there. We'll find out what he's got to say. And, Jeffrey, you say that there are already some good comments from the coach, from Coach Pelini already this morning, kind of commenting about, I've got, here's one of Pelini's quotes. I've got President which is Jim Tressel. I've got a president who understands football. That's something I don't think I've ever had before.
Ooh, there's a shot across the bow.
Hello! Yo, we're here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. Celebrate the holidays with exceptional offers on most GMC vehicles, like getting $2,000 total cash allowance on a 2015 GMC Acadia. See Midway Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac for full details, or visit thinkmidway.com to see their full lineup of GMC vehicles. It's also the Chrysler Big Finish, 0% first month payment, 0% due at shipping, zero security deposit and zero down payment on the Chrysler 200, 300, and Chrysler Town and Country. See them today. South 2nd Avenue, thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way.
It's tough to see games like this coming to an end. 7 seconds to go. The Cougars have fought hard all night long, but they're down by two, and they have to get the ball back. Here we go. Johnson inbounding the ball, and it's tipped away. The Cougars have it. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Here's a three.
Are there any worse words than, quote, buffering or loading? When you think reliability and internet, think Prairie iNet. Prairie iNet provides reliable high-speed service that can keep pace with the excitement of basketball. Get big speed for a small price with the nation's largest fixed wireless network. With Prairie iNet, enjoy streaming games, movies, or video with no interruptions. So sign up for Prairie iNet today and get your choice of a free month of service or a $50 Amazon gift card. That's right, a free month of service or a $50 Amazon gift card just for signing up with Prairie iNet. Call Prairie iNet today at 308-221-7844. That's 308-221-7844.
Today, buyers need the OneRocky.com edge. Finding out first is what gives you the best chance of finding the right home. Kearney's best real estate website just got better with customized listing notifications sent right to your email. As soon as a new listing meeting your criteria becomes available, you'll be notified. Log on to OneRocky.com and get signed up now.
Yo, this is Rocky. My customized listing service is not junk email. We don't even collect data. It's just my way of putting you first in the hunt for the right home.
Put Rocky Geyser in your corner because he cares. OneRocky.com.
I'm a business owner, and we called Kearney Crete and Block when we needed a new and inviting-looking driveway.
We called Kearney Crete and Block when we decided to do a fire pit and patio. You should be calling Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete for all your concrete and masonry supplies. Let the professionals help you enhance the beauty and value of your home and business. Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
The Hastings Family Y would like to say thank you for helping us build a strong community. It's generous donors like you that make a difference in the Y's ability to provide scholarships to families in need and cooperative services to other nonprofit groups. At the Hastings Family Y, we're more than a gym, and everyone has a role to play. Together, we can achieve so much more. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from all of us at the Hastings Family Y, enhancing the life in your community.
Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, with our Midtown Mart of Hastings cooler question, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. We asked you yesterday which team will be left out of the NFC playoffs. 67% choosing the Philadelphia Eagles. It's so crowded over there. Today we ask you who's going to be on the outside of the AFC playoffs. Maybe not quite as good a teams. We're looking around that 500 level. Bills, Browns, Texans, Chiefs, Dolphins, Chargers. Vote now on our Midtown Mart cooler question at ESPN Superstation. Superstation.com. Well, Randy, as we talked about, all kinds of coaching news. Nebraska's been in the middle of this. They kind of started it all with the firing of Bo Pelini, and it didn't take him long to find a new job.
No, and he's heading home. It's a school he knows very, very well growing up in that area. Obviously, he went to Ohio State, but obviously, Youngstown State throws a pretty good shadow over Pelini's life and career growing up.
Well, let's go to the Vindicator. He was at the press conference this morning, Vindy.com. Joe Scalzo joins us here. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter. Joe, thanks so much for the time here today. It's got to be a little exciting time out there for you guys.
Yeah, it's very exciting for the city and very exciting for a program that has kind of been dormant over the last few years, hasn't really captured the interest of the city, and now it's the biggest story in town.
We're looking at some of the tweets here. We're looking at your coverage. We're looking at coverage, obviously, back in Nebraska. I think very few schools would follow their coach on to their next press conference, but that's what we do here in Nebraska. The tone today from Coach Pelini, and just kind of the aura of the room was what?
Well, you know, he was one thing that sticks out is he's a guy that doesn't really apologize for who he is, but he kind of sounded the right notes and talked about, you know, restoring Youngstown State to the type of program that it was back in the 90s. There's some parallels, I think, to even Nebraska with, you know, with Tom Osborne kind of, you know, casts a shadow at Nebraska, and Jim Tressel does the same here. But, he talked about building the type of program that Youngstown can be proud of.
Jim, obviously, you know the history of Youngstown football. The folks in Nebraska maybe have a kind of a passing interest, kind of a passing knowledge of that. Mm-hmm. How good were the Penguins about 20 years ago?
They were Nebraska level good for the 1AA level. You know, Jim Tressel went to four straight national championship games from 91 to 94. He won three of those, and then he won again in 97 and lost in 99. So, I mean, they were the New York Yankees of that level of football. And while nobody really expects that, you know, to happen again, I think people have been pretty disappointed in what happened, after he left.
Talking with the Youngstown State hire with Bo Pelini today with the Vindicators, Joe Scalzo. Joe, you were there. He said this is not a stepping stone job. Many people believe that it definitely could be a stepping stone job because he's coming back to the FBS level. But everyone's trying to figure out, is this just something he wants to move home and this is where he wants to be, or how believable is that?
I think there's an expectation that he should be here, you know, at least for maybe 3-4 years. I think people would be mad if he left before that. But I think everyone knows, you know, here's a guy that's been, he's 47, you know, he's coached not just in Nebraska, but, you know, some pretty elite places collegiately in the NFL. Everyone kind of knows this isn't his last job. So I think people are going to be happy if he can maybe get this program back in the playoffs for a few years, take some of Nebraska's money and then maybe use that to, you know, get back to a job that he really wants.
How good of a fit is this in terms of his personality, his background, his ability? How good of a fit is this for Youngstown?
I think it's a perfect fit. I think people are really thrilled. And, you know, obviously this town is very proud of having a guy like him come out of here and do what he's done. The same thing with, you know, with the Stoops brothers who went to school at Cardinal Mooney and Youngstown as well. And, you know, really just the kind of guy he is. He's a fiery guy. He's a blue-collar guy. You know, he coaches defense. He's tough. I think that really resonates with a city like Youngstown.
Joe, a couple of things. I got all kinds of questions. Let's start with the money. Was that brought up? Because obviously, here at Nebraska, Darren Erstad took the baseball job and said, I don't need a big contract. Let's give it to my assistants because I'm well-to-do. Was that addressed a little bit?
Yeah, you know, we asked him about that. It seems like the contract details are pretty sketchy, but we asked if maybe he would take less than the previous coach and spend more on his assistants, and, you know, they kind of give the indication that it's possible. And, you know, but he's obviously going to have to get used to a much different type of budget. But, you know, the head coach previously here made about $260,000. Obviously, with the buyout situation the way it is in Nebraska, he does not need to take a huge contract. So it's going to be interesting to see. I think it'll probably be a few weeks or months before we know every detail. But, I think, you know, he could maybe take less.
Aside from the fact that Jim Tressel isn't the football coach anymore, what has kind of changed from the time that he left the coaching at Youngstown that kind of led to the demise of the Penguin program?
Well, I think you got to look. I mean, obviously the population has dropped in this part of the country. Rust Belt cities, all those kind of things that you got to know about. And really just, you know, the bottom line is they had one of probably the 5 or 6 best coaches in the country at any level at one time. And it's very difficult to replicate that. You don't really find those guys. You don't usually get them at the FBS level. I think it was probably just a matter of, you know, not being able to sustain that because he was such a big part of their success.
Talking with Joe Scalzo of the Vindicator here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Go to Vindy.com to read everything that's going on in the Bo Pelini Youngstown State hire. Did he mention anything about his staff? Everybody wants to know if Brother Carl might be in his back pocket coming out there with the ties. Was there any talk of that?
You know, I asked him specifically that question. He said he hasn't talked to Carl but he said it's possible. I can speak personally. I hope it doesn't happen. My dealings with Carl have not been positive. I'm sure that a lot of people understand I'm talking about, you know, not just the, in what happened at Florida Atlantic, but he's kind of a prickly. Is that the word to use? I'm trying to think of the nicest way to put that.
So Bo is the happy Pelini. Is that what you're saying? Bo is the happy Pelini.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? That it's just about the comparison that you make.
What about on the field, Joe? What does the team have? I mean, was 7-5 truly underachieving? Because I find it a little ironic. Youngstown State, you know, they fired a coach. You're winning some games. Nebraska fired a coach. We were winning some games here too, but not to the level everybody wanted, and he's kind of stepping into that same role.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, really the previous coach went 31-26 for 5 years, but that record's a little bit misleading because, you know, he was getting two or three wins every year against cupcake teams that weren't, that weren't anywhere near Youngstown State's level. So I think people understood that, you know, the previous coach could get talent there. He just didn't seem to either coach it up or you know, be able to maybe out-scheme the guy standing across the sidelines from him. So there was a sense that he underachieved quite a bit, and there was also a sense that the community just flat-out didn't really like him very much. And they kind of wanted a change.
Well, that change comes from somebody. It seemed like Bo, maybe, you know, after Tom Osborne was here and Mr. Nice Guy and all that stuff, Pelini wasn't a real solid fit. You're saying that the personality of Bo fits very, very well, and that does Pelini fit back in Youngstown still? I mean, is there the family issue for him? It seems to me he'd be a very happy man heading back into Youngstown.
Yeah, he said that family was a huge part of you know, the decision, and he wanted his kids to go to the same, you know, high school that he went to, and he wanted to be around family and friends and things like that. And, you know, like you said, I think, you know, people want a certain type of guy. People liked Tressel here, but I don't think that the people at Youngstown are going to mind that Bo is, you know, going to pop off at the officials or, you know, maybe lose his cool every once in a while, because this is a scrappy town, and people kind of know who he is, and they like that. So they like that fighter mentality, and I think he'll fit in really well.
Last minute here with Joe Scalzo, because I know he's got work to do after the press conference today. What was the moment of the press conference for you today? Either something that was telling that you didn't know, lighthearted, because I know Fo Pelini was brought up, but what was the moment that had you raise your eyebrows?
Yeah, it's interesting. I did ask that question about Fo Pelini, and, you know, you kind of always gauge, like, what am I getting into? Who am I going to have to deal with over the next few years? And, you know, as abrasive as he is, I think he understands that, you know, people want to see that side of him. He made a joke about, you know, cats and penguins getting along. And that was kind of the moment that you said, okay, you know, even though he's tough and kind of in your face, you know, he's going to be able to take that. You're going to be able to get along with him, I think, every day.
Bo did say that I've got a president here who understands football. That's something I don't think I've ever had before. Obviously, we can take here in Nebraska that would be a shot at the people he was leaving. Was there any Nebraska talk in detail at all?
No, you know, I took that the same way. I think he kind of danced around the Nebraska issue. And you know, I can tell you specifically that Youngstown State did not want outside national media at this thing, because they didn't want it to become, the story about him getting fired and him leaving Nebraska and all the things that had happened there. So, yeah, it's interesting because people ask what kind of role that Jim Tressel had played in bringing him here, and Bo really talked about that being a big issue. You know, a guy that he can go to the president of the university and say, I need X, Y, and Z, and maybe have a sympathetic ear that way.
Joe, how did they do that? That's interesting, because I've been scouring all of our contacts, and, you know, I would not have been surprised had the biggest paper in the state, Omaha World Herald, who had been, as many people think, against Coach Pelini, that they would have tried to get somebody out there for the press conference just to see what the mood was like. How did they make sure that didn't happen, I guess?
Well, they just kind of, like, I think they, every time they got a request from someone asking when the press conference is, where the press conference is, they just, you know, kind of gave vague answers and, you know, yeah, I mean, it's funny how, like, I don't know that I would have approached it the same way.
They didn't know when to buy the airline ticket is what it boiled down to, huh?
But, yeah, you know, it's interesting that I think even Bo knows that it was time for a change. And you know, I've had people say that he was almost ready to get fired because he knew that as successfully as he had been there, it was kind of one of those marriages where they were, you know, it seems like both sides were bickering at each other a little bit too much.
If I got this right, Joe, Pittsburgh is first up on the schedule next year or on the non-conference schedule. Is that right?
Yeah, it's interesting because, you know, some people thought he might be mentioned for that job and obviously had a history with the AD there previously from Nebraska. But, you know, Youngstown State beat Pitt back in 2012, so there's all sorts of interesting storylines. And you know, obviously with Pitt losing their coach, you know, it'll be interesting to see what happens I guess rumored to lose their coach.
Yeah,
but,
yeah. Of course, Paul Christ, they're just kind of – today is supposed to be the first day that Wisconsin could officially hire him, and that's what everybody's expecting. Well, I know this, Joe, because Nebraska hates Steve Peterson probably more than anyone in the history of ever, everybody will be rooting for Bo Pelini and Youngstown State. And I'm going to be interested because this is how crazy this state is. I'm going to see more Youngstown State Penguin stuff, maybe even on a Christmas list, than I've ever seen before.
Really, I was interested to see what the impact, the opinion of people in Nebraska, because it seemed like he was kind of like, on the one hand, he's not getting us there, but on the other hand, you know, we kind of like him in spite of the flaws. So I don't know if that was true or not.
I think that's very accurate.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Even the people that wanted a different coach, I think, would like to
personally
see him
like
be
Bo.
Successful
yeah.
wherever
yeah.
he goes. It's a different level of frustration than with previous couple of coaches. Hey, Joe, thanks for giving us some time here today. We appreciate it, and hopefully we'll get a chat again as we are a little more interested in this part of the country with what's going on with the Penguins.
Yeah, it's interesting. Most people don't follow the FCS, and I think it's one of those weeks that everybody around the country that competes at this level is kind of excited to be part of the conversation.
We can quit talking about North Dakota State. It's back to Youngstown State in the good old days. Hey, Joe,
exactly.
Enjoy your time. Happy holidays, man.
Thanks.
Take care.
Thanks for having me on. All right.
Joe Scalzo from The Vindicator. Go to Vindy.com and find out everything that's been going on today if you're interested in the Bo Pelini hire. And you know what? That's kind of good. Everything I just heard there, good. Didn't apologize, didn't take a back seat, didn't talk a lot about Nebraska, took a shot at Nebraska, a mini one.
That was a mini jab.
And was back home. They talk about the Bo Pelini. All bases covered today.
Well, one other thing that I think is interesting, we've seen kind of a pipeline of Nebraska players making it to Ohio when Frank Solich left, Brian Arp being the most recent example of that. I wonder if there's going to be somewhat of a pipeline of Nebraska players going to Youngstown State because of Pelini. Yeah, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see down the road.
Gosh, the smart butt in me just has... Nebraska couldn't get the best players in Nebraska. How's Youngstown State going?
Well, maybe Youngstown State would go after Drew Ott. I don't know.
Well,
that's one of the misses that they had. Big one.
Hey, Greg in Hastings says, "What have we learned? Ohio is a football state. That's why our football coaches keep ending up there. We are not the football state anymore. We don't know anything about it. Evidently, Nebraskans need to deal with that because it's a fact." Different topic. He goes, "This is a great year for Scott Frost to get the Colorado State job or any other job, especially if he wants the Nebraska job eventually.
Yep.
Timing is perfect. Nebraska's going to need a new coach in 4 or 5 years.
Yep.
Now, why would he want the Nebraska job? I don't know."
That might even be true, but that is another thought that I kind of had. I think he nailed it on the head in terms of Scott Frost. 4 or 5 years, chances are Nebraska's going to need a new football coach. 4 or 5 years being a head coach at Colorado State, that's going to be just about the right time and about the right age if that's going to happen. Now, I'm not saying it's going to, but that does seem to make a tremendous, tremendous amount of sense to me.
I'm on the other side of this. Because there's not an argument here. It's just my gut says I would rather have him as the offensive coordinator of one of the top 5 teams in the country for as long as he wants to be. And I would, if he gets a head coaching job, I would want it to be in a Big 5 conference, even if it's a lower tier, even if it's a bad team, just to kind of so he gets his feet wet there. It's just, I'm sorry, it's still totally different. Coaching at Colorado State for football. This isn't a Tim Miles shot. Colorado State, Craig Bowl, Wyoming, you know, go on down the list. Tulsa, Temple, Houston. This is a lot different than sticking with all the connections you have in a major conference and a top 5.
I don't know. That Devaney thing worked out okay. I mean, that's a long time ago. It's a different time. I understand it's a different time. Era. But again, you're learning your football. You're learning to be the head coach. You know, looking at this from Scott's,
I think he would have better opportunity.
Scott Frost would not get a top five conference, would not get a top five conference for probably about 3 more years. If he didn't get it in Nebraska, it's probably going to be 2-3 more years before he would get that shot. And then he'd only have 1 or 2 years of being a head coach. The timing then is kind of off. You know, I think that would throw off the timing as well.
What about?
And again, I don't know if Scott Frost will ever get the job at Nebraska.
How about a
I don't know if he wants
the Pac-12.
What's that?
How about a lesser team in the Pac-12?
That could that still is a couple years away, at least.
We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show, wrap up the rest of our program. We've got a lot to talk about to put things on this back burner. And, of course, you're heading out for lunch. A lot of places say there's sports bar and grills, but no one combines the best of both places like the Kearney Chicken Coop downtown. Stop in today and every day for the lunch specials. On Wednesday, it's the turkey BLT. It's the poor boy shrimp sandwich on Thursday. It is the prime rib sandwich on Friday. I don't even have a script in front of me. What does that tell you?
You're a regular.
I like lunch at that chicken coop from 11 to 4, but great food all the time. Chicken wings, bone in, bone out, many different flavors to choose from, burgers, pizza, salad. So maybe just appetizers. It's the holiday time. You're out bustling. You're shopping. You want to slide in, maybe with the kids, maybe with the wife and husband, the family. Just do it. That's the place to be. It's casual. You get everything you want. Have a cold, refreshing beverage, whether it's a soda, whether it has a little froth on the top, or maybe it's something that you can see through where the best invented thing ever was water. You can see them. It's right there. Chicken coop. Downtown Kearney. We'll be back after this.
All sports, one source, two stations. KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Joy, a feeling of great happiness that's often given when helping others and doing what's right. If someone you know has spent the year giving the gift of joy, nominate them at fnbplattevalley.com/joy. We'll be drawing 3 winners for a $100 prepaid card between December 8th and 19th, so we can give back to those who give so much. Visit fnbplattevalley.com/joy. First National Bank, member FDIC.
Santa wears Husker Red, and so can you, along with a lot of other colors from TM Sporting Goods in the downtown Kearney Center. Santa and you might also consider Under Armour for crisp outdoor jaunts. If you have a player on your Christmas list, see Steve and Tino for expert advice on equipment and accessories for every sport and the know-how to help you buy right. TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design, and like them on Facebook for daily holiday specials.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Hey Nebraska, Jeff here from Big O Tires to announce our year-end tire clearance sale. Through January 10th, save 5% on all major brand tires or up to 15% on all Big O brand tires and 20% on all snow tires. Plus, with any 4 tires, you'll get your choice of a half-price alignment or a free oil change. At Big O Tires, we're all about low prices and great value. And during our year-end clearance sale, that's just what you'll get. Tire service straight talk. We are Big O Tires, the team you trust.
18.3% of Buffalo County High School students reported riding in a car driven by someone who had been drinking, and 8.1% reported driving when they had been drinking alcohol. Parents, take a stand and talk to your kids about drinking and driving. This message was brought to you by Positive Pressure and Buffalo County Community Partners.
Central Nebraska's. Did you say rain? Was that rain? Did he say rain? It doesn't always rain.
No.
Especially when you need it to.
No.
That's why you want the best system.
Not really helping your corn right now. No. I mean, there's a little bit of background moisture there.
The holiday times, T&L wants to wish the very best of Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to all of their friends and customers, and they'd like you to join them as customers in 2015. No better time now in the off-season than to check out what can get you going for 2015. T&L and Precision Link, enabling the web-based pivot control for T&L pivot systems. You can check it out with your local T&L dealer. You can visit the factory if you want to, because it's right here in Hastings, Nebraska, the worldwide headquarters that's been going on for over 60 years. They have covered the United States and more than 60 countries worldwide. Why is that? Because they're the best. It works. They take care of their folks. You get a PPC, you get a T&L, and they use their hydrostatic technology, and you are ready to go. Precision Link and the PPC-3 combined with T&L's hydrostatic design and continuous movement gives you even water distribution, improved crop production, and efficient system management. Bottom line, makes your crop better. Check them out today. Your local T&L dealer or TLIRR.com. Sophomore outside hitter Katie Rolfson named a third-team All-American by the Coaches Association today. Kelsey Fien and Mary Pohlmiller named honorable mention for the Husker volleyball team.
I thought it was interesting. Randy Gregory, what, third-team All-American?
Yeah.
Third-team All-American. And he's thinking he's going to be a lottery pick. Not lottery pick. That's an NBA
thing.
Well,
that's
but
what
I mean,
they're telling him.
Yeah.
First round, top 10.
I don't know. I'm just saying, Randy, maybe another year of college. You'll make more money. It's just a thought. It's just a thought.
Total jealousy, isn't it?
It's a little bit, but I mean, I'd love to. I think long term, it may make some sense for him to have one more year at Nebraska.
The Huskers will practice again this afternoon. Interim coach Barney Cotton said that Randy Gregory fully cleared to practice as of yesterday. Wasn't at practice. Coach Cotton says they're having these shifted times. Usually it's about 3:45, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. They're going at 1:30. He says that gives them the best chance to get most of the guys in because either their finals are
you got to take finals, yeah.
Or they got a night class. So he's got most of them there. The center position will be a tough position for Nebraska, as Sean Callahan told us yesterday. Mark Pelini, Ryan Reeves out. Paul Thurston, who came in against Iowa, obviously was a little bit over his head right there, but hopefully with a month in between, he can get up to speed, had some penalties, had some missed blocks. But Coach Cotton saying that that's where they're looking right now. Coach Riley was there with some of his staff members watching practice yesterday. And Amir Abdullah says he's received an invitation to the Senior Bowl, but isn't sure if he's going to go play in that yet.
And I'd love to see him have the opportunity to build his resume as best he can for the next level.
And congratulations to Tanner Paxton, Hastings College, NAIA First Team All-American Offensive Lineman.
That's outstanding.
Oh, babe.
Wait, you know, Nebraska used to be known for their offensive line. Unfortunately, it's not really true as a state now, right now.
Wow.
Well, that's
cut it out.
Isn't that what Nebraska's greatest weakness was this year?
Cut
we just
out.
Didn't have the depth on the offensive line. Did I miss something?
And it's going to be even worse this bowl game.
Right, right. I mean, that the lack of depth is really what is kind of sticking in Nebraska's craw this year. It really is.
Emily Cady, Big Ten Women's Basketball Player of the Week. Naismith Girls High School Player of the Year watch list. 20 on it from the country. No surprise at Fremont's. Jessica Shepherd, a Nebraska signee, is on that list. She's the highest-ranked recruit in the history of Nebraska women's basketball. And then, again, if I'm saying their name wrong, I apologize. Michaela Fosse, coming out of Iowa. She is a Nebraska. We'll know it very soon.
Yeah.
A Gatorade National Volleyball Player of the Year out of Iowa, Randy. Out of Iowa. She's already signed with Nebraska.
I thought that they only played that six, you know, three
no,
on the end of a court, girl
basketball.
Basketball.
They do play six.
They do in that sport, yeah, yeah. Well, they actually play basketball like the rest of the country in Iowa now. By the way, I saw this great tweet. Scott Chandler yesterday said, all those folks that were comparing Bo Pelini's win total to Nick Saban, you know, 9 wins in a year, blah, blah, blah. Well, if Bama fired Nick, I promise you, it wouldn't end up at Youngstown State. So that's probably pretty accurate. I just thought that was... I love Twitter. That's one of those things. Is like, that's a good tweet. I like that.
That's where Bo wants to be.
Yeah, I know. And I think it's a good fit for him. I do. I think it's a good fit for him. But you're right.
Hell yeah, it's a good fit. He's gone home.
Yeah. And I think it's great for his family. He'll be a little bit more relaxed. And, you know, again, thanks to the Nebraska buyout, he's not going to be hurting for cash. He's okay.
Unless he's at a Division I program someday playing against Nebraska, I will root for Bo Pelini every time he steps on the field.
I would agree with you. Absolutely. I have no problem with him going 13-0, 14-0, whatever the playoffs, whatever number that ends up with in the FBS.
And they played North Dakota State, lost to them to end this past season. So they're on the schedule, the powerhouse. They're down to their Final Four as well. We want to thank Joe Scalzo of the Vindicator in Youngstown for joining us today on the Doug and Daddy Show and talk about the Bo Pelini hire. Kevin Lofton, UNK co-ed men's basketball coach, and Kevin Asher, Hastings St. Cecilia basketball coach. We'll talk about the Flatwater Fracas Wrestling Tournament in Grand Island with Islander coach Joey Morrison tomorrow. Luke Hoover will be joining us to answer your fantasy football questions, as a lot of you will be if you're still alive in the finals this weekend.
I'm playing for third and fourth.
So I need third to cash. Fourth is nothing. And Steve Anderson from Fauna Park will join us because we will be in Grand Island at Bandits for our final Bandits show of 2014. See Tim and the gang and tell you what's going on during the holiday season. So, Randy, I'm going to go try and find me some cherry mash.
And you put a bow on it, it'd be a Christmas present. There you go.
Well, I'm eating it.
Oh, okay. That's a good plan.
I'm eating it.
That's a good plan.
We'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.